USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says things are starting to look better.
The federal government stepped up and was a great partner. And I'm the first one to say it. We needed help and they were there. State and local governments were fantastic. The hospital system was fantastic. New Yorkers were fantastic. And that is an undeniable fact.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said he was glad to hear that.
I just think it's so good because it's bipartisan. You know, this is not about Democrats, Republicans. This is about a thing that hit our country, the likes of which has never happened to us before. Wars, those wars, Civil War, sure. But First World War, the Second World War, they're not fought on this country. This is being fought on this country, but it's being fought in 184 countries all over the world. It's terrible.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
On Fox News Sunday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls testing essential for reopening the economy.
Health is essential to them opening up, and they have to open up in order to thrive. It's one thing to save them the day. It's another thing to have customers at the end of the day.
And she says more money is coming soon for the nation's small businesses. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the FDA has just approved the state's new COVID-19 antibody test. There are plans to test thousands of people in New York in the coming week. It's to determine who had the coronavirus and whether they now have immunity to it. A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia, killing 13 people, including a policewoman. The suspected shooter is also dead. The man was identified as Gabriel Wortman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Queen Elizabeth is canceling her 94th birthday party because of the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Ceremonial gun salutes and other pomp and circumstance are often used to celebrate special occasions in the British royal family, but the Queen says she doesn't feel it's appropriate given the coronavirus outbreak. It's believed to be the first time in the monarch's 68-year reign that that event will not be held. The Queen's actual birthday is this coming Tuesday, but it's not officially celebrated until June each year, but even the June parade has been canceled to allow the practice of social distancing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A simulcast musical TV event is a big success. USA's John Hunt has more.
Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, The Rolling Stones, and Paul McCartney, among others, sang classic songs brimmed with messages of hope and change during a TV special aimed at fighting the coronavirus. Lady Gaga kicked off the event by urging people weathering the coronavirus pandemic to find a way to smile through the pain. It was an 8-hour event supporting the World Health Organization alongside advocacy organization Global Citizen. Paul McCartney sang the Beatles' Lady Madonna and talked about the work his mother did as a nurse. One World Together at Home aired simultaneously on ABC, NBC, CBS, Bell Media, and was hosted by Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.